Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman, and our next guest up in the studio is an exciting one, Dave Radlow, CEO of Achievemost. Welcome, Dave.
Delighted to be here.
You've got a fascinating story, and I know you've come to Radio Entrepreneurs to share with the entrepreneurial community some of the exciting things that you're doing and disruptive technologies and nanotechnology. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, thank you, first of all, very much. I'm delighted to be here. I've had a very exciting, disrupting, and accelerating life in entrepreneurship and growth. And we've been able to grow my company, first of all, both in decommoditizing the egg industry with cage-free, free-range nutritional products, along with monoclonal antibody test kits in the biotech industry, and was able to grow it and turn it into a multi-billion-dollar company as a partner, and I ended up exiting it as well. Currently, I am doing, I'm a partner with Next Remedies in Canada, and what we do is we've developed nanotechnology that breaks the blood-brain barrier in the cannabis sector, so we're able to deliver what doctors want in the cannabis sector, and that company's up by 20 or 30x, and it's biopharm affiliated with cannabis. Yes, it can be done on other things. There's no banking laws. There are no issues whatsoever, and we're able to expand and operate, and not have to worry about a product going over a province line.
Hmm. Fascinating. So tell us a little bit about the first venture that you talked about, which sounds pretty exciting. Disrupting traditional industry, you know, chickens laying eggs, and you guys turned it on its head.
We were able to do this, first of all, through a nutritionally enhanced egg called Egglands Best. And we were able to do this, and then we surveyed customers in the market in a traditional focus group and market research fashion. And we found that there were needs out there in multi-tiered and multi-levels, in vegetarian fed and in omega, in cage-free and free-range, and also in organic. And we also saw that different customers want different types of eggs, of extra large, 18 packs, what have you. So we were able to skewify the market and grow it at double-digit rates over really decades. In addition to that, we were able to take these products, and we broke into Cuba, and I had a six-year relationship with Fidel Castro. Castro actually loved the value-added products.
Hmm. It's an interesting market to go after, considering it's a relatively small market, but perhaps for the product and the effort or the return, I guess there were a lot of... We'll call them tangential surprises that came out of that engagement, it sounds like, and opportunities.
Yeah. Well, there were. I mean, we were able to go down there, and people don't realize, like Puerto Rico that we hold to is 4 million, and there are 13 million people in the island of Cuba. Hmm. And there are...
Captive audience.
It's there, and they became a great outlet for chicken and eggs, and in addition to that, they have a tremendous biopharm industry, and there are tremendous opportunities to bring back their intellectual property if the Office of Foreign Asset Control and the politics allow.
Hmm.
So how did
you operate in Cuba? Was it a U.S.-based company or was it Canadian?
Yeah, a U.S.-based company. We just exported down there, along with the Trade Sanction Reform Act allowed us to sell down there, and we did that in the 2000s, and it was just part of the specialty and also our export business. But the market for specialty eggs are just fabulous, and they continue to grow to this day. And I got out, and I sold the Land O'Lakes, and I sold the biotech company. I went out to Waters Corporation, but that business continues to grow. But there are more markets to disrupt, and there are more... What I really enjoy doing now is I give back one day a week to Tufts University and their entrepreneurship and innovation group, and that's everything from nutrition to graduate school, undergraduate schools, their 100K competition in order to get to the next level. I took this specific model that is coming out in my book this fall, and I applied it to 14-year-olds at Nashua South High School, Title I. And we were able to have them incorporate the methods that we've used to incubate and accelerate, and they won the Conrad International Challenge at NASA.
Hmm.
And
so can it be applied that yeah, I guess your point being that it can be applied to anybody if kids could apply it.
Kids could, and that was the test. Could 14-year-olds take and apply these methods?
Fascinating.
And
which, having raised some 14-year-olds myself, you know, that's no small feat to get them to follow a path.
Well, that's it. I mean, it's amazing what 14-year-olds would do when they're not your son or daughter.
Yeah. As I've seen. Excellent. So you're really taking a framework and applying it to different industries, and you had some success as a serial entrepreneur doing that.
Yeah, and it's been wonderful, and that's been the exciting part. And so a lot of people will try to peg you into, you know, CPG or food and beverage or biotech, and I've done this with blockchain, engineering products, now metamaterials, and low magnetic sound waves for the 14-year-olds to put out fires. So it's really exciting.
What's your background? You know, if from an educator, are you a scientist?
No. My background is I got a BA at Tufts University in liberal arts.
Perfect.
Political theory of all things, and got an MBA from New York University Stern School of Business.
Okay, and so you're a business guy, and you've managed to take technology in a lot of ways and utilize it to disrupt industries.
Yeah, it was good. I had great classical training at Citicorp and Chase, and we were on the front lines of a small company that was the precursor to MoneyGram. That's $1.2 billion now. So if you can learn both in school and also on OPM, other people's money, some of these skills, it will save you a lot in the end.
Fabulous suggestion, at least for entrepreneurs, is you know, learn the craft and the trade somewhere else, and then, you know, leverage other people's dollars to make it happen.
And there's nothing a matter with having skin in the game, and I think everybody should, when they start stepping up, put some skin in the game, both with sweat and put some money in, because it means a lot. Because if you're going to go in and you're going to put your own money, you really believe in it, and you believe in the passion, and you believe in the concept, and that's what people really should do, regardless. It doesn't mean that if you have a lot of money, you don't have a lot of money, that's okay.
Put
the sweat in and put a little money in, and then go after the rest.
Now, you're also doing consulting work, or you've taken your concepts and ideas and you're bringing that to the market in the consulting framework?
Yeah.
For framework?
Yeah, that's without a doubt. I mean, without a doubt, both in consulting and also board work. I'm a certified professional board director, and consulting and board work go hand in hand, and executive coaching, and it's 1, 2, and 3. And without a doubt, you can take these principles and this framework on people, process, and strategy in order to accelerate growth. And that's what I've done, and we've done it quite successfully. For people, some people that want to be named and others that don't want to be named.
Now, do you focus in any particular industry, or, you know, as you said earlier, you're industry agnostic, it can be applied virtually anywhere?
I'm industry agnostic, and people that want to grow is where my focus is. It's growth.
So tell us a little bit more about the company in Canada, because that's an interesting space, obviously, and presents a lot of opportunity for this country. I presume part of the vision for it eventually is when stuff goes nationally decriminalized, there'll be opportunities in this country, a much larger market, obviously.
I think we can learn an awful lot from the Canadian system here in America.
In a lot of ways. So I would agree. Yeah, there's a few things they do have right in Canada.
Well, they do. I mean, if you have a Canadian corporation, which only has to be 50% Canadian, and you can really study up on that, but you get funding in terms of dollars and a percentage of your...
A lot of R&D grants, a lot of tax breaks for corporations that they're doing innovative things.
Hiring, training, and it isn't just the federal government. It's also the provinces will mm-hmm. throw in money, and it can go up to 85% of your property, plant, equipment. They can give you a credit line to get started. They can do, I've seen up to half or even more of research, and then sometimes the government will do all the research, and then you'll end up signing a royalty agreement with the government. So there is an awful lot of reasons why Canada is growing the way they're growing, and we in this country really should be taking a look at what they do.
Well, it's interesting. Everybody fears in this country raising taxes, and they think it's all going to go to waste, but yet it gets reinvested.
Well, that would certainly, you know, the investments going back, I think Canada is doing a fabulous job in doing that.
Now, in terms of your involvement in these companies, it typically tends to be in an advisory capacity or a board member and an investor. Is that generally where you're involved?
All of it, really. I've done it as an advisor, as a board member, and also I've taken an interest in the company as well with stock.
And your book is coming out in the fall, you said.
That's correct.
What's the title of your book so if people can look for it? Advanced Sales coming out soon?
Yeah, that will be, absolutely. It's The Secrets of Cartel Disruption and Acceleration.
Oh, definitely an intriguing title right there.
Yeah, we're quite excited about it. And we certainly hope that people will take the opportunity to put it on your list to read. And frankly, I think you're going to walk away with some practical ideas that you can go and put into your life.
And put them in play in any industry, it sounds like.
Any industry.
Fabulous. Or any aspect of life.
Absolutely.
Great stuff. Our guest on Radio Entrepreneurs has been Dave Radlow, serial entrepreneur, CEO of Achieve Most. And we'd love to have you back and talk a little bit more in detail once the book comes out. And I'm sure you've got some great additional stories to share on your time working in Cuba as well. So,
thank you very much. I appreciate the time, and I'd love to come back.
Great. If people want to get a hold of you, do you know where your book's going to be distributed? Do you want to plug that for folks?
Sure. Anybody wants to get a hold of me, you can always email dave@achievemost.com, and we'll get back to whatever question you happen to have.
Excellent. Our guest has been Dave Radlow, CEO of Achieve Most. I'm Jonathan Friedman. We'll be right back with another story of entrepreneurship on Radio Entrepreneurs.